The Chai FM Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
And speak to David Harris, Editor-in-Chief at the Clarion Project. Go and check out their website, clarionproject.org. Chag Chanukah Sameach, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. When was the last time it snowed in South Africa on Chanukah?
I don't think it's ever snowed in South Africa on Chanukah.
Well, no, I was just thinking because you were playing a December song, and there was me expecting snowflakes and Bing Crosby Christmassy stuff, and then it's all this summer stuff, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, they're upside down.
We are upside down, and I'll tell you something else that it's so strange, and I'm glad that there's for years and years and years, you know, people decorate, or shopkeepers, merchants decorate their shop fronts with snow and, you know, these icicles and snowflakes, and everything is about what happens in the northern hemisphere. And it's bothered me for a long time, but finally we're starting to kind of have an Africa, you know, Christmas or December period.
Right. I'm just thinking about, you know, Jesus and his disciples this might be sound blasphemous, but kind of, you know, hanging around in swimwear, whatever, in the winter in the Holy Land way back when, you know.
In swimwear? Why? Okay, David, listen, how seriously should we be taking Iran?
Oh gosh, that's a serious question. I think very seriously. There is a lot of bluster coming out of Tehran. You know, they will occasionally announce the creation of new missiles and so on. Most of those are copies of old missiles, or they say they've managed to copy American technology. Yeah, American technology from the 1980s and 90s. So that side of things we can take a little bit lighter. But for example, when over the weekend Mike Pompeo announces that Iran has developed a medium-range rocket which is capable of carrying multiple warheads and can reach parts of Europe, that is something that we should take a little bit more seriously. When the United States announces that it's very concerned about Hezbollah, the Iranian proxy based in Lebanon, that it has cells operating pretty freely in Latin America, that should be cause for concern. So yeah, we should be taking Iran very seriously.
So it's so interesting. Is it only one narrative? I mean, what is the narrative amongst the, you know, in the Arab bloc countries about Iran?
They are, I would say, more cautious, if not afraid of Iran, than anybody else. Whilst Iran makes all the noises in the direction of the little Satan Israel and the great Satan America, those who are on the front line, in the firing line, and you know, where the short-range missiles can definitely reach, are the Gulf countries. And they are coalescing against Iran right now. We can, you know, talk about the human rights situation in places like Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and say that Saudi Arabia is just as guilty as Iran of invading Yemen. But bottom line is that all of those Gulf states, the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council, plus a couple of others, are petrified of what is happening just a few miles away on the other side of the Gulf.
David, something that's happening in South Africa at the moment is that there's a Hamas delegation visiting South Africa and, you know, welcomed with open arms. Hamas, as a terrorist organization, actually have offices here in Burkop, in Cape Town. And I just wanted to find out from you, because you monitor terrorism, where is Hamas actually stated as a terrorist organization? Can you just give us kind of the lowdown on Hamas?
Sure. So Hamas is designated a terror organization in the United States, which bottom line is what I care about because we're based in the United States. But other parts of the world have also designated either all of Hamas or its armed wing, Izzeddin al-Qassam, as a terrorist organization. And we're talking about Western countries. We're including in this Arab countries. That there are parts of the world, I believe, for example, India amongst them, and some Arab nations that have banned Hamas from opening any offices or from visiting those countries. So they've not said it is a terror organization, but they have outlawed them from coming to their countries. There are many states around the world, the European Union countries, the United Kingdom, which might soon not be in the European Union. They see Hamas as a very real threat. And it astounds me that there are countries out there that welcome Hamas with open arms. You can say what you want about Israel. You can say bad things about Israel. You can say, you know, you can talk about occupation and so on and so forth. And that is all perfectly legitimate. However, you cannot welcome with open arms into your midst an organization that is committed not only to destroying the state of Israel, but also to attacking Israelis. The charter of Hamas, yes, they've supposedly modified a little bit, but, you know, speak to anybody like, Mahmoud Al-Zahar, who's right now in South Africa. And these people will tell you that that was a paper change. They will tell you that basically, bottom line, if you go into their meetings in Arabic, they believe in creating a Palestinian state from the river to the sea, which means the destruction of Israel. And I think it was 13 times in the Hamas charter, it talks about the destruction of the Jewish people, not of Israel. That is unacceptable, and shame on those countries that allow and welcome Hamas into their midst.
Very interesting. Thank you so much. And David, I wish you Chag Chanukah Sameach. Look forward to catching you with Howard Feldman next Monday.
Great. Looking forward. And I guess I'm off skiing while you're sunbathing.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week.